Alice at 97.3. Sarah No Name, Alice's morning show. Except in today, the one and only Kevin Smith.
That's right. It's no longer Alice's morning show, is it?
No, it isn't. Apparently, it's Kevin Smith's morning show.
It is. It really is. It's yes. Sarah and Kevin.
Yep.
Sarah and No Ween, as we call me in my house.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sarah and Smith.
Sarah and Smith.
Smith and Clark.
We'll take that. It's a little formal, but we'll take it.
It is. Well, sit down. You make me nervous. You're all standing up.
I'm a stander. Oh. This is,
no, you won't.
It's dark out. No, it is literally black outside.
It won't be. Won't be soon.
Then I'll sit.
Soon
then
the
I'll settle
come
in. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very
How
well.
Was your flight in? Are we My taking care
was,
of you?
And... you guys are taking very good care of me if economy is good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
It's radio.
We need to
radio.
Be frugal. I mean, we don't want to break the bank on you.
No big deal.
Or anything.
So this has been almost a year since I've been here.
Wow.
Listen, we did?
That was not me going, please, applaud.
And Jersey girl, everyone, please.
I saw your
the maker of Jersey template. Girl. Wow.
Never mind. Amazing. Stop it. Stop it. I didn't come here for the...
And many other good films.
Praise. I came here for the free bagels. Come on, I saw your top 10 list on the website, and it really hurt me that Jersey Girl wasn't in there.
Well,
you couldn't revise it knowing that Kevin Smith was coming in.
I know, really.
If you want to get into the Jersey Girl conversation right now, we can't, because I do have a couple questions about that movie.
God, isn't it too early to
it is.
Jump into but my
and
nightmare?
Heart,
it's your show today, man.
They're hardcore.
You get to decide.
Let's hold on to that to the 8 o'clock hour
All right,
when
sounds
I'm
good.
Ready
Let's
to go toe-to-toe and prove you wrong.
Tell you why this was a good movie.
Yeah, I'm going to drop some science on you.
Explain why Ben is a good actor.
Totally, and teach you. But I'm going to tell you a thing or two about the moving picture, sir.
I can't wait to
It's
going to
be an education today.
From the master.
Yeah, you realize you're talking to the Bay Area's premier movie critic.
Totally. Okay. And you're talking to a guy who's seen at least 3 movies.
Mm-hmm. Not A Beautiful Mind and not, you know, all the nominated
What is
pictures.
That? What's that ragtime going on in the background?
Yeah, it's just a little opening music.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's...
Is that to ease people into the show?
Yeah, you know, just it sets the mood. What do you prefer?
That's a little... That sounds like a little Dave Grusin a la The Firm.
It is...
Is that what it is?
Exactly that.
Come on, you didn't even know that.
No, I did know it.
See, so-called movie guy.
I knew it.
You're dead, sir.
I'm not as amazing
as
you.
I'm not the movie guy. Well, no one's as amazing as Kevin. I mean, we need to get a couple things straight right off the bat.
Yes.
I mean, this is going to be an amazing day, amazing couple of days.
No, it's going to be a big letdown for a lot of people.
You think?
Let me tell you, totally.
I was really nervous.
Were you?
Like, I woke up a few times last night, I'm like, oh, Kevin Smith's coming.
No.
Hey, Kevin Smith's
coming. About 20 minutes from now, you're going to go like...
When is he leaving?
Cool. Totally.
When can I get rid
of
him?
Did we sign up for 3 days? Boy, we were stupid.
What were we thinking? But you brought the whole family up, the wife, the kid.
I did. We were just in the Bay Area, if you will, a couple weekends ago for the big comic book show, that WonderCon.
Sure.
So the whole family was up then, too, but they didn't get to do a lot of stuff. Jen wanted to take Harley, our daughter, to MoCA, which is the Museum of... Contemporary, I don't know, or is it MoMA?
MoMA. Oh, I was like, oh my God, MoCA. I've never even heard of this MoCA.
Which is a strip bar that you.
Which is MoCA?
It's down in the Flatiron District. No, what do they call it? In the Tenderloin.
Tenderloin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yerba Buena Gardens, and that's actually a lovely. You could spend a whole day there. There's a little kids museum and stuff.
Well, that's
really,
what she wants to do that, and there's the Lichtenstein exhibit, and she wants to take.
Harley will be into that. Your 5-year-old will.
Well, it's kind of comic book artwork.
Sure,
it's very big and poppy. I think she'll dig it more so than a Monet.
You take her to
museums all the time?
Often?
No, we watch a lot of television.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's your
favorite? That's my thing. SpongeBob at the moment.
SpongeBob is phenomenal,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, she's a child under the age of... Well, she's a human being under the age of 40, so SpongeBob is it for her. You got kids, right?
I do.
How many you got?
A 5-year-old and a 4-year-old.
And was that when I was here? A 5-year-old and a 4-year-old. Boy, I was just going to shoot myself in the foot. I was like, when I was here last time, didn't you just have a baby? But that'd be horribly offensive.
No.
Women hate it when you're like, hey, are you pregnant? Because I hate it when people come up to me and they're like, hey, are you pregnant?
Yeah.
I get that all the time.
Like, yes, twins.
5 and 4? I could bring my kid to bomb around with your kid.
So I was going to say, we should totally have a play date.
What do you got, boys or girls?
Two boys. But they're very girly.
My daughter. Are they?
Oh, yeah.
I like Faye boys.
Yeah.
Tell them about Butch.
Well, Butch won't let you call him a girl. He's a little boy. You have to call him a little girl, and he
really?
Wears a dress all the time, and he's got all his issues.
Yeah. You live in San Francisco. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Hey,
Kevin.
Ironically enough, my daughter likes to be referred to as Butch. Yes.
Have you ever had a tour of Pixar?
No.
Oh. Maybe we can set that up, huh?
Don't
look at me.
No interest whatsoever.
Why?
Really nothing at all.
Don't want to see behind the curtain. Just appreciate the magic. Don't want to see there. Scott Mosier, the guy who produces all my movies, he's been there, and he's done the tour, and he says it's great, and... I don't need
it's worth
know.
The tour just to eat in their little restaurant they have there.
I hear. There's also a back room that... Did you ever get to go into the
crawl
back?
Crawl into the little
restaurant.
He hyped that pretty hardcore. But I like to just see the movies. I don't want to know how they're made.
I don't know if you'd make it...
Through the space, totally. Not me. That would be... How embarrassing would that be if I'm trying to crawl into the Pixar...
Oh, crawl into the...
Crawl space and I get stuck like Winnie the Pooh.
To me, that was kind of like, great, so we cram people into this room and then they sign their name and crawl back out.
Exactly.
I didn't really... You heard me.
What's better at 5:30 in the morning than your producer going, hey, you're fat, and I'm like, thanks.
Oh, that's love.
I forgot for a second.
Listen, welcome to the show, okay?
Yeah,
if you can't take a little prodding at 5:42 a.m., then hey.
You did eat pretty healthy.
Now I
night.
Feel like my wife.
What did you guys...
a little prodding at 5:42 a.m.
Nice.
Like, that's the kind of show you're in for.
I'm down for that.
Right on.
Hey, where did you guys go for dinner last night?
We went downstairs to the hotel.
The XYZ.
Because you know how, you know, Joel, our boss is so like, oh, well, you got to do everything right. And we get there.
He was?
He wanted to go to the nice, you know, take Kevin to the nice restaurant.
Really? Sure. And he could have gone away with taking me to Chevy's.
We could have gone to Chevy's. And after we started to realize that, it was like, oh, we just could have gone to Chevy's.
Well, you know, you hear world famous director and you think, come on.
Yeah, but you got to follow with the next two words, which is Kevin Smith. And then they're like, oh, bring him to the...
People don't know you,
bring
Kevin.
Bring him to Chili's.
People don't know. They figure, you know.
It was funny. You know how...
And you're kind of an art film guy. You are, though. I mean, you definitely have that sort of like... your own genre film, so I would definitely have thought to myself, well, we've got to take him someplace nice, and try and impress him.
Any person who makes a movie full of potty mouth movies like mine, you don't take him to any restaurant that's like where you read the menu and they're like, something is imbued with the essence of ...
Oh, you went to...
Yeah, it was that kind of like...
Was it good?
I mean, ultimately, you can't really screw up chicken, so yeah, it was pretty good. And mashed potatoes. But you know, Chevy's would have been a much better option.
Sure. And Harley would have been
cheaper, too.
You know the little soups? Sometimes they'll bring out the soup in the teacup?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're getting that, and Harley looks over, and she goes, what's that? And Kevin's wife said, what, soup? And Harley had a big bowl of chicken noodle soup. She goes, no, it's not.
Yeah.
This is soup.
It didn't. Neither of them really resembled soup. Fancy soup. If you're in for the fancy, go to the XYZ.
The XYZ is the
name. Which is weird because it means zipper, right?
It does.
Yeah.
No, YYZ is the zipper.
No, XYZ.
XYZ PDQ.
Yeah, totally.
Examine your zipper. Okay. But
is
the,
that what that means?
I think
examine
yes.
your zipper?
Pretty damn quick.
XYZ.
I always thought it was XYZ because zippers actually have it.
No, it says YYZ on
does it really?
I think it does. We're still in the studio. Is that a zipper? That's not a zipper.
I'm not going to examine my crotch.
You got to examine your zipper. Hold on.
I'll examine mine.
Uman, come in here and examine my crotch.
YKK. YKK.
Don't open that door. He will come in and look at your crotch so quick.
Don't do it, sir. You're the movie critic. Don't do it.
Examine mine.
All right, bring it up.
Just go ahead. Oh, there's crotchal thrusting.
It says Kmart.
No name
image. Yeah,
it says Gap. His says Gap on it.
Oh,
want a massage?
Yeah,
really?
Take one.
Oh, he said yes.
Later on.
Are you sure you don't want this?
Kevin has opened a door.
Too early.
Yeah, Kevin, you
actually
opened the door. I mean, not even